Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined as always by my good buddy Dan. Hey Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey Doug, good evening.
And we both showed up and John was already here. Hey John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm working on my fourth beer. Hey guys, where you been?
Were you here from last night? They just turned the lights back on us tonight. And boom,
hey, look, there he is.
He's lucky. He had an early day today, so he got here during happy hour.
Oh, okay.
He was eating a free
a couple of two for ones.
Yeah, and he was eating the free Polynesian wings, the Ohana wings. So he's been having a good afternoon.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been having a good afternoon too, Dan. We're actually warmer here today than Johnny is. We're in the 80s.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when 10 days ago it was actually snowing here, at least where I am, and now it's 84 degrees and my air conditioners are down in the garage. I don't have central air, so we have window rattlers, so I'm quite warm tonight.
Dan, we have the same thing, and I know why you have them. The same reason I do is because you own a boiler.
That is correct.
And we refuse to get rid of our radiators for the whole unit, because actually me and you both had our boilers replaced over the past few years, and we could have both had central air and regular forced air units put in for half the price of what we paid for our boilers.
Probably, but I'm stubborn, and plus when you get right down to it, we only really need it for like 6 weeks a year. Really, really need it, so it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, see, we're all, I was, you know, smarter than you. I seen this coming, and I told you before, our master bedroom, we have a Cape Cod like you. We have a big Cape. It's like 2,300 square feet. It's a pretty good size, 2,400 square feet. I turned the whole second story into our master bedroom suite. So when it gets warm, when it gets hot, if you got to have the air up there. So I went into the attic and pulled that sucker out. I threw that thing in over the weekend because I knew what was going to happen this week.
Yeah, I contemplated it, but I'll suffer through. This will be gone in a day or two.
Yeah, and the downstairs of my house is all concrete. The upstairs is a wooden siding, but the first floor is all concrete and cinder block. So it stays beautiful down here. I mean, even in the winter, summer, when it's 90-some degrees out, one wall unit cools the whole downstairs because of how insulated it is.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty lucky with that.
I have a wall unit in my shed.
Yeah. Well, of course you do. And I got a heater in mine. So, I got a propane heater in my shop. So I feel you. Yeah, I can deal with it during the summer, and you can deal with it during the winter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, we're enjoying the heat. I'm glad it's hot, dude. I mean, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah, after all that terrible weather we had, I agree with you. Even though I'm hot and a little miserable, I'm not going to complain. Yeah, it's nice for a change.
And I was hot and a whole lot miserable on Sunday, so I apologize for all the major ranting and some of the crazy words that crazy guy spewed off during the last show. But the guys told me not to cut anything out, so I stuck with it because we don't usually cut anything from these shows.
Right. you get us raw and unedited, and we've always done that. And you know, even Sunday show, a little, you know, on the line, but you know, our listeners know us now and understand us and know that deep down we do it for the love of Disney, and that's the truth. So you were a little, you know, a little excited, but you know, that's going to happen now and again.
Well, it's something that was 3 years of anger inside of me. So it kind of, the teapot. Yeah. And this teapot here always blows, but you know, it's always spurting off. But right. This time it was like, even when it was spurring off, it was still, it was still angry. I was ready to continue to yell. So it's just something that really got me. So I apologize. But what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have fun. No ranting tonight. If it's ranting, it's going to be fun ranting.
Okay.
And I'm also happy because I told my bride, I said, I want to be drinking Molson Canadian tonight. I said, I really love those Helles from Victory. But I was out of them because they're in the house and they're gone. It's like, I don't have a drinking problem, honest, but when this is in the house, I kind of do because I enjoy it so much. Well, don't you know my beautiful bride stopped and surprised me and picked up a six-pack to put it in the fridge for me to record tonight. So I'm drinking my wonderful Helles tonight.
That was very nice. Yeah. I did look for that Sunday. Could not find it, unfortunately. I'll have to go on their website or something and find who distributes it up here and hunt it down, as they say.
Well, if you use that beer finder, that app that we gave you, that we talked about, you should be able to find it there, wouldn't you think, John?
Yeah. If you just if you type it in and then it'll say find me, and you click that, and then you can change the mileage from 5, 10, 15, and you can go up all the way to 75 miles. That's generally where I have to go because I live in the middle of nowhere. So if I want to find anything, I have to go to Tampa or Orlando. So
The Untappd app.
Okay.
I will
do that after the show.
Yeah, because I got lucky. I found that I was looking for the Golden Monkey. And the thing of it is I've noticed, though, John, I don't know if you've noticed this. The only thing I don't kind of like about the app is it kind of shows you mostly bars instead of liquor stores
It does have a tendency to. I think as useful as it is, it kind of goes with who is maybe sponsoring or promoting them a little bit. So, yeah, it generally has an idea. But I mean, if you can find it in a bar somewhere locally, then
it's going to be in the liquor store.
Maybe that's somewhere around there. It's going to happen.
Maybe that's our million-dollar ideas. Fans, don't tell nobody. Maybe we do a liquor store app where you can find this stuff.
Yeah, uh-oh. There you go.
Well, that'll be stolen. I'll be downloading it by the time this show is uploaded. But what we're going to do tonight, guys, is, which is going to be fun, I came up with this idea a few months ago, and the guy who's been sitting in the pub all day texted me and saying, because we were looking for ideas, he goes, what about that idea you had a few months ago? And what we're going to do is we're going to do a mashup. We're going to mash up two rides. We're gonna put two rides together that we think would be even make the ride better or plus it, or just have a little fun doing some ride combinations, some ride mashups. So it sounds like fun to you guys, don't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you didn't have any problem with this at all, did you, Dan?
No. I found this very difficult, actually. And I guess maybe I just don't have as wild an imagination as you guys. But we'll see as this unfolds. Maybe mine are going to fall flat. But I do have five, as was requested. But I'm not sure they're going to be of the caliber of yours and John's.
Well, I know they won't be the caliber of mine, but I think you can match up to John very easily.
We shall see.
I am so humble, I have to admit. But anyway, John, do you want to kick us off? We'll let you go first. Being you've been here sitting, waiting, your paperwork's out. We've seen you with your clipboard, the whole nine yards. You've been ready, so we'll let you go first.
All right, I've gotten them all written down right here in front of me. This first one is for Doug. I mean, this is Doug's ride right here, Dennis. Listen carefully, okay?
All right.
So you're in Animal Kingdom. You walk over to Dino Land. You walk into Chester and Hester's Fun Land, and you go on Primeval Whirl. But now it's not only Primeval Whirl, but it's mixed with Stitch's Great Escape with Mission Space. And so you get on Primeval Whirl, the shoulder restraints come down over your shoulders, and then midway through the ride, you stop and do the spin from Mission Space. What a fantastic ride. I see. And not only that, but because this ride is going to be so popular, it's going to require an additional price, $5 to ride. This is Doug's ride right here.
Well, what did you do? Just cut me and throw salt on me? I'll tell you what. I had that written down as a bonus. But this is how I'm going to – it's two of them, not all three of them, because Stitches is going. That's like on its way out, and Stitch don't bother me as bad as those two. But I have –
that's that shoulder restraint on Stitch that drives everybody crazy.
Does give you a little claustrophobia, I have to admit. It's like I feel like, what did I do? I feel like I'm being rushed off to the prison. But anyway, I want to put Primeval World – and Mission Space together, load them on the back of a tractor trailer in pieces and ship them both out of the park. Take them both for a ride on the back of a flatbed. That's how I combine them too. But Dan, what's your first combination?
My first one is simple, but I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm going to mash up Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion so that when you go on Pirates, instead of seeing the typical pirates that you see, you're going to see all the ghosts that are in the Haunted Mansion within the Pirates attraction. So as you go along, and instead of seeing skeletons, you're going to see the, you know, headless horsemen and all the creepy characters that are in there. So I don't know.
Well,
kind of silly, but.
Well, you could make it as you go into the mansion, you see all the ghosts, and then you get on the boat ride afterwards through the Pirates. And it shows all the pirates that have been that are gone, that have been in war, like Blackbeard.
True.
And all their ghosts will show up throughout the ride. I'll enhance it a little bit for you.
All right. Thank you, Doug. That makes it even better.
Yeah, the dog's a ghost, one dog of past, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But you combine the two. You still have the Haunted Mansion the way it is. And then when you get on Pirates, it's all the pirates that have been, you know, Johnny Depp,
Pirates
hopefully.
From days gone past. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Johnny Depp going by.
He's got to be dead for sure.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. My first one is, everybody complains about Ellen, how boring Ellen can be. It's, you know, it needs an update, the whole nine yards. So my idea was, how about you combine Ellen with Dinosaur? So you start Ellen off, and she's telling you all about energy, the whole nine yards. So instead of when you get to the fake dinosaur part, you take off on the amazing dinosaur ride. And I think it would enhance both of them because it would tell the story of energy. It would give you more of a backstory on the dinosaurs, how everything was created. And then all of a sudden, you shoot off on the ride of dinosaurs, so it combines the two.
That would definitely pep things up in the middle there. So I like that. I mean, it kind of keeping with the same theme, but only a lot more thrilling.
Exactly. It enhances both of them.
Yeah.
And it makes it a really long ride.
Yeah.
What do you got? 45 minutes plus another 5 minutes. So, yeah.
But, and after you're done as a buck and bronco, you get to go calm down and listen to Back by our buddy. You know, and chill. You get to rest a little bit after being bounced around like a buck and bronco. That's the only thing about Dinosaur. After you're done getting the crap beat out of you, get the heck out of the car. I can't even stand up straight after I'm done being bucked. I would like a couple minutes to calm down. So,
yeah, let your back readjust, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's number two for you, Johnny?
All right, number two. All right. Well, some of us enjoy Small World. It's a small world, you know, because it is nostalgic. It is, I think it's one your favorite. Well, it's the first attraction that your wife dragged you on when you first made it down to Disney World, correct, Doug?
Absolutely, and I actually liked it at the time. and I still do like it in small doses, but
I think everybody likes it. It's a small world. You can ride it one time during, especially if you're down for a week's vacation. I mean, it's important to ride during maybe your first trip to the Magic Kingdom, just to really know that you're at Walt Disney World.
It
and stuff
puts a
like
smile
that,
on my face, but after one time, you try to avoid the area so you don't get brainwashed by it. I mean,
I swear if
we don't even need waterboarding or anything like that. Just stick them on that ride and let it go over and over and over again, and eventually they'll confess.
Yeah, they'll tell you anything you want.
Exactly. So maybe, you know, maybe for the first time we leave Small World alone. You ride in Small World, it's normal. But then, you've been to Disney World a gajillion times, and maybe you're a bit tired of the music, and you would love them to just shut the heck up. So we blend Toy Story in. So you get a little Astro Blaster or one of the little pull guns, and as you toss things at the little dolls, if you hit them, they shut up. So as you go through the attraction, every one of them would end up shutting up if you've got a boat full of marksmen. So you make your way through the attraction, you might end up in total silence, which would be a glorious thing sometimes on It's a Small World. So,
oh, it would be an awesome ride. I would like to have a little scoreboard clock in there too. I wonder which one would be the Easter eggs though. Where are you going to get the Easter egg? If you get the birds on the balloon, or you know what I'm saying, any of them?
Yeah.
But that would be a lot of fun. I could see shooting the frisbees over top of them.
Well, yeah, it'd be actually cool if you shot some of them and you got extra points, and maybe it'd start singing "Yo Ho Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me" or something. You know?
Yeah. But when they fall, do you ever remember? I used to get kicked out of the game, and my brother did too. We grew up on it. My grandfather worked at a park called Clementon Lake Park around here. He was there for years, and they had do you ever see where you throw the baseballs at the cats and you got to knock them over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to get to the point there where I would get kicked out. Me and my brother were only allowed to win so many things each night. They wouldn't let us play no more. So I could see the dolls falling over like that. As you knock them down, they just keep falling over. And I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that idea. Actually, I like it so much, I'm going to take this as my second one too. And, John, I'm not even kidding you. I had this exact idea for one of mine. Combining Toy Story, Midway Mania, and It's a Small World After All. I had a more adult version, but it wasn't too PC, so I like your idea with the rings and the stuff like that to keep it all Disney. But
after Sunday's show, I'm not even going to ask that.
I think maybe me and you started out at the same idea, and then I kind of pulled it back a wee bit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, good job for you, John. But I think that would be awesome doing that, and maybe even like a paint gun or something might even.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Wouldn't
splat,
it?
Splat, splat.
Oh my goodness! I could just see that. You know how many people be overboard trying to get everything in there? Because there's some of those dolls are way up high. They're way up there.
Yeah, like you said, the balloon of the, in the Ferris wheel up there, you really got to launch something to get it up that high.
Now every time I go in there, I'm going to be thinking about doing that exact thing.
Arc trajectory. Yeah, let me think.
So we'll put that one as your second one too, Dan, and I'll give my second one now. Second one involves my favorite, one of my favorite things to do. What's one of my favorite things in the Magic Kingdom?
Hall of
the train.
There you go. You're going to hop on the train. You're going to go around the park normally, stop at each stop, enjoy everything. And then you go by, instead of stopping at the last stop, it goes straight on through. It takes you down the back, past Pirates, and then next thing you know, it connects the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and you're off. Off with the Cowboys, going yeehaw through the gold rush, and tell me that wouldn't be pretty cool. You wouldn't even know it's coming, and next thing you know, you're on the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yeah, that would be good for unsuspecting guests that think they're just going on a leisurely tour around the Magic Kingdom, and all of a sudden they're looking at Billy Goats and mountains and all that good stuff. So that would be perfect.
What does the one cowboy say to you when you go by him, when you're getting on it? What is it what he says? Because I could hear all aboard the Walt Disney World Railroad, and the next thing you know, you're getting talked to by all the cowboys.
The wildest ride in the wilderness.
There you go. That's it. So as soon as you're hitting that track, it goes from welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Railroad and then right to the speech you just viewed, Dan. I think it's the perfect combination.
Absolutely.
Hold on to your hats and glasses, folks, because this here is the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Absolutely. I'm all in for both of them.
I rode it once or twice, yes.
I've ridden every trip except for last one when it was shut down.
Closed.
Our last trip.
That
broke
it was.
My heart. My godson must have cried like every time we'd walk by it. I can't believe that's down. I'm like, dude, believe it. It's down. I don't know what to tell you. Because my first thought was to combine that and Splash Mountain and turn it into our own Matterhorn.
That would be good.
Yeah, that was the other idea I had, which I think would be pretty good. But I ended up going with my railroad because I think it fit a little better. But I wouldn't mind having our own Matterhorn in the Magic Kingdom. Would you guys?
Absolutely not. I've ridden that. It's pretty cool. I'd love to see that in Walt Disney World.
So you could create the flume to work the two tracks. That would be pretty cool. What's next on your list, Johnny?
All right. With the possible exception of the monorail to Epcot, I think all of the tracks around Walt Disney World could be turned into people mover tracks. So you could... And then we'd build some more, obviously, of course, to just transport people from all of their resorts to the parks and have big bases. But I'd love to see some kind of a people mover monorail hybrid where you were able to get on at certain, you know, stops and then be able to take that not only just into the park, but maybe, you know, to the park, but into the park. And so... a hybrid between the monorail and the people mover to whisk people around the entire complex, I think would be fantastic.
I just hope they have security as soon as you're getting on it, so you don't have to get off and get bag checked somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
You know, Doug, the more I think about it, maybe just stop people as they're getting onto property and do the bag check right there. Check the cars as they're getting in. And then that way, once you're on property, you're clear. How about that?
And you're not allowed to leave.
Exactly, right.
If you come back in, you got to get checked again. What's next for you, Danny? But that does sound pretty cool. I would like to see – all of us would like to see the monorail used more. So and have more – I know it costs so much, but it would be nice to have more fingers on the monorail to go to different resorts.
Yeah, I'd love to see that, and I'd love to see a better transportation system around the World Showcase or something like that at Epcot. That would be really cool. So.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Maybe –
get a little round world showcase. They could have like, know how at the airport they have that walkway you get on at the belt that just pulls you through the airport?
I was trying to think of what the name of that. I was going to say escalator, but whatever that is.
Moving sidewalks.
Like they have at City Walk. That would be perfect.
Yep.
Just have one of them all the way around. The only problem is you hop off the wrong side, you might end up in the water.
Yeah.
But that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be easy to drink around the world then. You could just cruise by and grab your Le Fin de Mont and just keep going and, you know, return trip and back. By the time you get back around, you're ready for another one.
It goes a little too fast, though. You might heave.
Yeah.
What's next for you, Ben?
Next one for me is somewhat similar to my first one, but this one's a lot better, I think, because I'm going to save...
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. So I'm gonna take the Great Movie Ride, and what I'm gonna do is instead of all the audio animatronics that are currently in it, I'm gonna replace them with Muppet characters. So that as you go through, when you see Mary Poppins come down, it's gonna be Miss Piggy with the umbrella. Instead of John Wayne, you might see Animal up there on the horse. So the whole Great Movie Ride will stay the same ride vehicle, same everything, same scenes. However, they're gonna be populated with Muppets characters instead.
Now, are you going to have my head replace the alien? You'll have Waldorf sticking out the ceiling there instead of alien?
Yeah, that would work.
And I'll be screaming at everybody.
Yeah.
Park hoppers for all.
So, yeah.
Cut down on all the parties at the Magic Kingdom.
No parties.
Yeah, so I think that'll spice up a great movie ride, and it'll save the Muppets. So two for one.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be fun. You'd have a lot of Munchkin Muppets at the end, though. Because.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Muppets. Not that I know their names, but there's a lot of Muppets, so I think we could fill that out just fine.
Man, and John, what were we calling you? Fozzie?
No, you had me as Ratso.
Ratso, that's right. I was calling you Ratso. Yeah. You're a troublemaker. So.
Yeah, that's me.
But my third one is to help our buddy Pat out over at the Mickey Dudes. Maybe we can help our great history teacher to actually see some history in the Magic Kingdom and in Epcot. So I think a perfect combination would be to make one big show out of the Hall of Presidents and the American Adventure.
Wow.
And I think that would be awesome. You had you see the one show, and then you go right on into the other, and I think that would make – when you leave there, if you ain't proud to be an American, I don't know what your problem is.
Right. That would be awesome. For people that like that type of attraction, that would be awesome.
And maybe we could get Pat in there if he could see both at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, Doug, the only thing that would be better if you put it on Main Street USA and you walked out of it, maybe there was a 4:30 show. You walked out about 5:30 and you went right to the flag retreat right as they were taking the flag down.
Awesome.
So it would be perfect timing. So.
Yep.
Absolutely. And you could have them both, like, move the American Adventure over so you can get rid of that crappy restaurant and you can leave there and go eat dinner at the Liberty Inn at the Magic Kingdom, Liberty Tree Inn. The real good restaurant, or the Columbia Harbor House. Either one, you could eat real good food instead of what is over there at that garbage at Epcot.
Absolutely.
So that's my goal. Put the American Adventure right there next to Hall of Presidents and have one great attraction. And I think that would be I'd be every trip. I'd be happy. I know I would get both in at one time.
What do you figure that would go? About an hour 10.
It would be nice, though. Serve popcorn. You could serve hot dogs, popcorn, and beer.
There you go. All-American fare.
Absolutely. It'd be a hell of a show, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you served ice-cold draft beers in there, you couldn't go wrong. I think even I think even Pat would go in if they had ice-cold beer in there.
Right.
Or if they served his Joffrey's coffee in there, then he'd be
very
happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'd show up then, that's for sure.
You'd almost have to.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to combine the Hall of Presidents, the American Adventure, and Joffrey's Coffee Stand all in one attraction. So you could buy you could buy Joffrey's right in the waiting area as you're going into the Hall of Presidents. So, what's next for you, Johnny?
All right, my next one is. Okay, the Astro Orbiters. Okay, so we're looking at the Astro Orbiters. They're going to be blended with Buzz Lightyear. So as you got onto the Astro Orbiters, when you first got onto your little spinning capsule, you're going to be enclosed by a large cylindrical thing that enclosed you so you actually couldn't see outside, the general spinning area. So there would be targets on there, the aliens from Buzz Lightyear. And so as you started to lift up, you'd be able to shoot at the alien targets as you got higher and higher. And then as you got out of the cylinder and actually out into the free sky, there would maybe be holograms. And those holograms you'd be able to shoot at as you spun around. And then it would, do a couple of revolutions around there and then slowly make its way back down and you'd get more targets on the cylinder as you got back down. But I think it'd make it more interesting for Astro Orbiters, obviously, because that ride is probably one of the most boring rides at the Magic Kingdom. But I think it'd be rather interesting. So
worth
a shot.
I haven't been on Astro Orbiter in 13 years. And the only reason I went on it then was because Jimmy was with me. I would have never even gone on it if it wasn't for that. I forget the darn thing's there 90% of the time. Don't you, Den?
Yeah, I was going to say the next time I go on that ride will be the first time I go on that ride.
I went on it three vacations ago just one of those things to say that I had done it because I did it when I was a kid a long time ago, but that was the last time. And then I happened to go on it when Wishes was going off. So that was actually
That's pretty cool.
But yeah. So.
That's real cool. What's next for you, Dan?
All right, next one for me, I am going to combine Rock and Roller Coaster with Spaceship Earth. So so what you're going to do is you're actually going to buzz through the show scenes that are in Spaceship Earth in the Rock and Roller Coaster vehicle. So you're going to have to look real quick, and maybe you'll smell Rome burning, maybe you won't, because you're going to be zipping by at about 50 miles an hour.
Well, you might turn it into a Tower and Inferno.
It could be.
With the wing going by. I know one thing, you're going to wake that priest up.
Yes, the monk will definitely
The monk that's sleeping on he won't be sleeping on that desk no more.
Right. So you're going to have to learn, get your history lesson a little quicker on my attraction, because you're going to be zipping by at a pretty good clip.
Oh, it'll outrun that, what is it, the Vega or the, what is it, the Pinto at the end of the show?
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah. And it won't break down either. That's another bonus. It's, you know, that's like a well-oiled machine, so you're not going to be breaking down and stopping in front of a, you know, Michelangelo or one of them scenes.
Oh, I'm just thinking the paper boy's going to get all his papers blown out of his hand.
Yeah.
That'll be a, that would be a lot of fun, though. Could you imagine going that fast on the track inside of there?
Yes, I could.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. My next one is, let me see, which way do I want to go here? I'm between two. Which one do I think is better? I'll do this one. We always complain about how horrible the queue is at Soarin', right? Mm-hmm. So what okay. I'm gonna combine Peter Pan with Soarin'. So you get to go through the great new queue of Peter Pan, and then when you get on Soarin', you actually fly over all of London, and you fly like Peter Pan all over the place with the Lost Boys and the whole nine yards. Don't you think that would be pretty cool with that attraction?
Yeah. So you're saying instead of the Soarin' ride vehicle, you're in one of the ships or boats or whatever they are.
Well, yeah. Well, the Soarin' ride vehicle, it makes you feel like you're on one of those boats that's in Peter Pan and the flying vehicles. And and it would, instead of the little scene there, all the scenes for Peter Pan would actually be up on the big screen there, and you'd be flying all over like on that ride. So Soarin' ride would turn into Peter Pan, and it would combine the two. And I think that would really enhance. I think it would make you feel like you were flying like Peter.
Yeah, and at the end, Tinkerbell shows up anyway, so it would all make sense.
Absolutely.
A nice tie-in, right?
Absolutely. Right. I think those two would combine perfectly. I'll tell you what, it makes the queue a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, anything, paint drying would make the queue better.
Yeah, so I think the size of what I'm trying to say also, if you used the same ride vehicles as Soarin', it would make that ride flow through so much better. It holds more people than how slow Peter Pan loads.
Yeah, that's true.
So
absolutely.
I think it would good enhance one. Both of them.
It would. It would. That's a good one, Doug.
So thank you very much. I thought so. What's up next for you, Johnny? Number five for you.
All right. This is the one I think I could actually see. Well, I don't see it happening, but I think I would love to see it happen. All right. So a totally underutilized spot in the Magic Kingdom, especially by most folks who are down for just a week's vacation, is Tom Sawyer's Island. A lot of people never get over there, never even understand what that whole idea is. So if we took Splash Mountain and we splatted that down in the middle of Tom Sawyer's Island.
There you
Island,
go. Good idea.
And then we took Tom Sawyer's Island and made it just an entire water area, play area. So, you know, maybe all the caves become like little slides. The fort becomes some kind of giant water area, and just turn that whole area into a giant water play area. And because it's closed off like that, you could definitely turn it down, you know, or close it off for 3 or 4 months of the year when it was a little chillier here. But this time of year, turn it back on and it just make it a little splash area for the kids in the middle of the afternoon to go and relax. And if you didn't want to get soaked, you just go ride Splash Mountain. But otherwise, you could spend your, you know, 2 or 3 hours after in the afternoon over there with your kids and have them totally go crazy, relax, and then fall asleep in the stroller for the next 2 or 3 hours. So I think it'd be a good deal.
It's an awesome deal, and I'll even enhance it a little better for you. I'm in the design mode with you. We'll put a wonderful restaurant over there with it, and then we'll also make it to where the Liberty Bell actually can drop people off over there so everybody don't have to wait for the stupid rafts.
Yeah, if it became real popular, I think that would be a good idea, or maybe even a bridge. If they
something
really
to get you over there.
To get folks over there, yeah. So, but, yeah, I think that is a totally underutilized spot of the Magic Kingdom, and I think turning it into a giant water splash area would probably be fantastic. So.
Anything. I wouldn't even mind seeing it turn into, like, a mini Disney Springs and put, like, 3 or 4 restaurants on that island. or an adult entertainment area where you can go over there and grab a few beers and hang out. This way the kids aren't being bothered. You aren't taking anything from what's already there because nobody's really using that. How about you put a couple nice restaurants in where mom and dad could go sit, hang out, drink a couple beers on the deck, and the kids could be right across over in the Magic Kingdom playing.
Yeah, like and it's and as much as I love Tom Sawyer, and as a kid, I love Tom Sawyer's Island. I spent a lot of time over there, and when my son was probably from about 7 to about 13, he loved it too. But, I mean, it's kind of a specific thing, you know? I mean, I don't think we've been over there in probably 8 years. I mean, it's, you know, you get to a certain point, and it's not worth waiting that 20 minutes to get on the raft and then knowing you have to wait 20 minutes to get back. So.
And the rafts are cool, but it's just it isn't worth the time that you waste waiting to get on them. They are cool once you're on them because it's different. It's something you're not on all the time. But
yeah.
And then the other thing you could do is you could turn the Liberty Bell into a mini paddlefish. Dock that right over there.
I like that. Paddlefish Junior.
Exactly. You got an up top deck. You could have a couple drinks. Yeah. But tell me that, not to go away from our subject, but tell me that wouldn't be cool to have like an adult area over there where there's nothing but bars and restaurants.
Hey, I'm in. That's you know, some may argue, oh, it's the Magic Kingdom.
Well, they're putting Frozen in, Dennis. They're putting Frozen in Epcot. We could put Epcot in Magic Kingdom.
Right. I was just going to say that would go better in Epcot, yeah, that whole idea. But I do like the idea, though. I really do.
And the other thing we've been pissing and moaning about, like used to, I don't really complain much. But
no, not at all.
Lord.
But we were moaning the other day about the room for Watching Wishes and seeing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How awesome would it be if there was two or three restaurants on that island where you could just go over there and hang out and watch Wishes? Because there's a whole bunch of real estate that's underutilized because that's closed at night. So it's like wasted property.
And what if they put, you know, if they built the restaurants, put some elevated decks on them, you know?
Exactly.
Really, really high. So yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the vantage point would be awesome for seeing Wishes. You're right, thinking about it, looking that way towards the castle. You'd have primo. I mean, it might be a better sight line than the hub.
Yeah, and they could charge extra there, for it. They could even have parties over there, dinner parties, and charge you $139.
And building it up over there wouldn't block anybody else's view. I mean, you know, I mean, I think Doug's big thing is don't take away from other people's experiences. If you built that area up, you're not taking it away from anybody because there's nobody behind you looking at it. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, I get it all, but that's way too valuable. I said on a bunch of shows back where we were talking about some changes we'd like to do, and that's the one thing I always thought. I agree with you. That's underutilized. I like the whole idea of it, but I don't. Jimmy didn't even really know who Tom Sawyer was until I started telling him about it because of the trip. Remember, I made the suggestion to get the books or read them then to your kids or whatever to make that an experience when you go there. That's the only reason Jimmy even knew about it because I brought it up to him.
Right.
But yeah, I could see a boathouse and a paddlefish and a Marimoto right over on that island.
I like it.
Yes.
Can't be enough restaurants in Disney World.
Exactly. And we could also have Splash over there, too. We could have the Bayou over there if you wanted to. But anything's better than what it is. What's your last one, Danny?
Yeah, my last one's kind of a weird one. It was a stretch. But so I'm going to call this Soarin' Over Kilimanjaro Safaris. So, yeah, this is, again, if you can envision it. So you're going to use the ride vehicle from Soarin', and you're going to get to experience the safari, not in the traditional jeeps that go out there or the cargo trucks or whatever they're called. But you're going to use the ride vehicle for Soarin', and you get to soar in and, you know, check out the elephants and, you know, make your way around the tundra there, if you will, and then, you know, return back to home base. So it'd be a little difficult to do, and it is a stretch given that it's outside, obviously.
Yeah, maybe they land you up on the rocks with the lions.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Yeah, we'll buzz by him and you know, all that good stuff.
Have a little steak hanging out your pocket and you go over there and rile them up a little bit.
Yeah, see if you can get him up from his daily slumber.
There you go.
Well, far be it from me to bring up another theme park, but Busch Gardens actually, when you get on their sky ride, they still have a sky ride like Magic Kingdom had years ago. Mm-hmm. You actually go out over there, what they call the Serengeti. And you actually do go over the safari type area there. It's not nearly as in depth as Kilimanjaro safaris with the different, you know, the different habitats and stuff.
Right,
but
right.
It's still pretty cool. I mean, you actually do get to see the elephants from the top and stuff like that. So it's really cool. So
my idea
a different
is
perspective,
that's
for sure.
Yeah.
So.
That would be cool.
Thank you, John.
My last one, even though I got two more besides this, I'm going to give you is anyway. But I'm going to give you the last one that I had on my list.
Okay.
And it's going to include Everest, guys. I'm going to make Everest better the way it should have been. And how we're going to do that is I'm going to combine the new Frozen ride with Everest. So
hurting my head.
No, well, listen. You know how in Frozen you had the abominable snowman in there that kept trying to get them as they were trying to get up to the ice castle?
Right.
So you get to go through Frozen. You get to see the snowman. So you actually have a queue on this ride. And then you get to know what the creature is. It's actually trying to hurt you. Because if you do Fast Pass, you don't see that, and you don't have any idea what's going on. So this way you get on Frozen, and the abominable snowman starts to come after you after you do all the beginning of the ride. And then your vehicle converts into the train that takes you up into the mountain. It floats first, and then it's on tracks. And then after it leaves the Frozen area, it heads up the mountain, and then the abominable snowman breaks the tracks from Frozen and sends you down the hill. So it kind of makes sense, unlike it does now with a bunch of debris as you're going up the mountain, which you have no idea. At least this way it tells a story that snowman's trying to get you because you're trying to save Anna.
I like it.
Or Elsa, I mean, I'm sorry. You know?
I like it.
Tell me that don't make sense, John.
Dennis, you know, Disney destroyed Maelstrom for you, and now Doug is trying to destroy Expedition Everest for me. So,
no, it would make it better. It would explain
damn
to you
Frozen.
Why, but
damn
it would
Frozen,
explain. It would explain something to you about the abominable snowman. Because if I do Fast Pass, I have no idea why even the Yeti broke the tracks or what the heck we're doing there.
Well, that's your fault for doing Fast Pass.
Well, most people do Fast Pass.
That's true.
I said, the queue is better on that ride than the ride is for me. So.
Queue is fantastic. That's probably there's another idea for you, and I know it's been killed. Other podcasts have probably killed that idea to heck and back, but I think we need to do our favorite queues.
Absolutely.
Or have we?
Yeah, we've kicked that around a few times, and yeah, we'll do it. The couple times we thought about doing it, somebody else had done it at those weeks,
yeah.
So I didn't want to repeat it. But yeah, we will do that. Everybody knows what my favorite cue is, Soarin'. But besides that, it's a cross between Soarin' and getting on the teacups. I don't know which one's better. Or Small World. They're the three best, I think, on property.
Yeah.
But no. Everybody knows what mine is, you know, with the Toy Story deal, but it would be fun to talk about all the other great ones.
Yeah, there are some awesome ones.
So, and I got another awesome mashup. Tell me this one would be cool. You do Haunted Mansion backwards, and how you do it backwards is you save the elevator scene to last. Know how the shrinking room, the shrinking room, not the elevator. But what you do is, you combine Haunted Mansion with Tower of Terror. So you get on the dune buggies and you ride through, you get do all the scenes, you have a great time, you see everything in there, you get to see all your ghosts, and then you get off your car and then they put you into the shrinking room, which is actually the elevator for Tower of Terror, and then they drop your butt.
Yeah. No thanks, not for me.
But I think that would be really cool to merge those two together.
You just ruined Haunted Mansion for Dennis.
But he wouldn't know it's coming, though. That would be the great part.
I'd probably pass out.
And then the other one I had an idea for was you merge Test Track with the Walt Disney World Speedway. So what you do is you create your car, you go on that car, and then you get on the other one on the grounds, and your car actually performs like the one you created. So instead of seeing them little stupid ones after you get off the ride, you get to actually drive a car that matches.
Now that would be awesome.
that one I had actually thought of and spun around my mind, but then Doug, you're the car guy, so I kind of figured you would grab that one. So I left that one alone. So.
Yeah. Oh, that is a great one. That would be good. And one thing we did learn tonight, I was just sitting here thinking about all of our entries into this, and you particularly, Doug, have a theme. I would say don't trust any ride that involves a train that Doug had anything to do with. I think three of the six or whatever many you had something to do with a train turning into something else or a joining attraction.
Taking you out, man. Taking you
out. I got you.
No, but I do really, not to digress, I liked a lot of the ideas we had, but I do like the idea of Disney absolutely needs to do something with Tom Sawyer's Island, without a doubt. I mean, there's so many things they could do with that property, it's ridiculous.
That's a huge piece of property, and as much as I like the Liberty Bell and stuff, I mean, if they filled that whole moat in, and I mean, man, the amount of property they have there that's in prime real estate, you know, I mean, what could you really do with that? So
right.
Well, like you said, they could build a couple bridges there. We spoke about this before. They could just ground the Liberty Bell. Don't take it out of there, because I love looking at it, but that could be enhanced into, I mean, I was kidding, I was like tongue in cheek, but you could turn that into a mini restaurant or some kind of food service area, or even turn it into an observation area for Wishes. Because, you know, I think it would enhance that area so much. Because I mean, my brother loves the Liberty Bell. I love the Liberty Bell. I go on it, but I wouldn't miss it for the greater good if they did something with Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah, like you were saying, I mean, I think more it's more of a photo op than really it is anything, because it looks so nice against the different landscapes that you can take a picture of and stuff like that. And I think we wrote it twice in the last couple of years, just because we're getting to that age where we're looking for more of that type of speed attraction. But, I mean, it's definitely not something that your young family or your, you know, the teenagers are freaking riding, that's for sure. No. But I think you're right. I mean, if you put a little quick service restaurant in there, if they grounded it, put a quick service restaurant in it, and maybe part of it made a meet and greet, especially with somebody like, Princess Naveen and Tiana from Princess and the Frog, I think they would fit perfectly in there. And had a jazz, you know, maybe a Dixieland jazz band playing on there, I think that would go great. So.
Oh, absolutely. They could do so many things with that island. I mean, Dan, don't you have – wouldn't you be out of bounds 1,000 ideas off of what you would like to do over there?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think we did a whole show on this, if I remember correctly. And, yeah, I mean, anything from restaurants to, you know, attractions like you guys mentioned. I think, you know, when we talked about this before, you know, I almost think they kind of put it aside as like protected land or something, you know. You know how Disney has that it's their own, what would you call it, agreement to kind of keep the environment, and for all the land they build on, they set aside so many acres for the wildlife, and not that there's any great wildlife out there other than the local birds and stuff like that, but, you know, you almost wonder if it's something like that they just want to keep some green space in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with it, but, you know, the fact that they haven't done anything with it since 1971 seems a bit ridiculous, given, like we said, it's primo real estate. I mean, smack dab in the middle of the Magic Kingdom. I mean, they could do so much with it. So I just wonder if there's some reason unbeknownst to us that they don't.
Well, I hope not, because they had no problem filling the water in there at the hub. So hopefully they'll have no problem eventually filling. I mean, because we yelled last show. Well, you guys yelled. I just listened. But
right.
We yelled last show about, you know, watching Wishes and the crowds and stuff like that. I mean, if anywhere needs more room, it's the Magic Kingdom. I mean, they have to find it. And I think that's the perfect solution, is to turn that into, fill that in, close it in. I mean, you could leave some of the water there, but make a waterway. Maybe close in just the front and keep the water on both sides and move the Liberty Bell down a little bit, or move her up towards your Haunted Mansion. You know what I mean? And make a straight area straight onto that island where you can cross over. Because I think they totally need to take advantage of it, because you're running out of room. I mean, when that show goes on, whatever, and the new show's coming, there's still no room. The hub has helped, but there's still no room.
Oh, yeah, it's Sardine City there. You're absolutely right. I mean, hey, it's the most visited place in the world, right? Magic Kingdom in Florida. So, I mean, you're right. They could use the extra space, no doubt about it.
And then, Dennis, what you said about it being a protected space kind of makes sense. But the one thing I would say, if you look at the water there, that is the most disgusting, nasty, polluted water. Yeah. I mean, in anywhere at Walt Disney World. It always amazes me, because if you look at the other lakes and the other waterways, even centralized areas where they don't have outlets, the water is kept cleaner than it is there. And I've seen popcorn boxes and
plastic
Mickey hats.
Bags.
And, and it is just the most disgusting water anywhere on Magic Kingdom or in the Disney World property.
It almost seems stagnant, I would call it. It's like there's no, like you said, John, there's no outlet or no natural springs underneath to keep it. You know, if you keep it circulating, you can certainly collect the debris, but it's almost like it's stagnant and there's nowhere for it to go, and it just kind of cooks
there,
in its
there's
own
no
stew.
Circulation, no current there. I don't know for sure, but I don't think there is an outlet for it. So I think it is just it's basically just a giant circular moat is what it is.
A giant bathtub.
And I'm shocked to this day that they have the house burning with and they stipulate like the Indians did it back there. You know what I'm saying? They have My American Indians.
Ridiculous.
It's like stipulating that the Indians lit that on fire. And I don't know how they get away with that. If it was any other race that did that, it would be a problem. But being since the American Indian, it can burn it down and we'll make Johnny Depp be an Indian. It's okay. I don't know what Disney's problem is with Indians, but they feel like they can do whatever they want to them. I think Matthew Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, is part owner of Disney somehow, and they can do whatever they want to Indians.
Doug, go on Peter Pan and look at the rendition of the Native Americans on there and tell me what you think.
Exactly. I mean, that's my
they're
point.
They're pretty terrible. So.
And I'm American Indian, so that's why I can speak off my high horse, and it drives me nuts. I don't know how in this day and age you're still a football team called that, but I digress. I don't want to go there right now. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, that island is old. They need to do something with it.
I agree.
So. But anyway, this has been a lot of fun. I have been more positive tonight. I didn't get into the poor guy ripped off the airplane or anything. I haven't been yelling. But
I heard he was just frustrated that he couldn't get into a Halloween party and they need more, make more dates. Is that what it was?
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, John, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, buddy.
Hey, look me up over on Facebook. Send me a friend request, John Peters. Over on Twitter, just look me up at Beer Solo. I'm happy to have as many followers as I can. I put up a daily pick of the day. And by the way, if you are interested in traveling to Walt Disney World, look me or Doug up for sure and let us help you. We have a lot of expertise in the travel industry. We can help you make ADRs. We can help you make your fast passes and get into any of the resorts on Disney property, not at a dime more than you would pay yourself. And a lot of times we can find a discount. So, look us up, and we'll be sure to help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, call them, and do not call me, because I don't know anything about nothing. And, no, I'm only kidding.
Dennis calls me, though. Dennis even trusts me, so.
Yeah, I use Doug for all my Disney World vacations, and believe it or not, my room's usually ready when I'm there, when I get there.
Yeah, when you run out of points, you call Doug.
Yeah. But anyways, Oak Manor over at Twitter, and you can find me on our website, and all the usual places.
And guys, head over to our website at It's All in WDW and check out the latest articles from Bob. He does a wonderful job. We're going to have him on soon. And then this Thursday night, we're having ladies' night again. I'm looking forward to it. The girls are going to do – we had to get the highfalutin girls to down to $80 a day. They're going to give us their $80 at the Magic Kingdom and at Hollywood Studios. And believe me.
So are they leaving at like 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or something? They're not even going to make it the full day, right?
Yeah, they're going to do the full day. They were kicking and screaming when I gave them the $80 budget. But I think they're all three of them going to do a wonderful job. We're going to have Jen on from The Happiest Vlog on Earth. We're going to have Carmen on from Peas and Carrots. And we're going to have our good friend Judith on from WDW Fan Zone. She does writes articles for them. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to maybe not getting a word in edgewise on Thursday, huh, Dan?
Yeah, yeah. We had him on, what, about a month ago, and that was a great show, and we're looking forward to round two, if you will.
Yeah, and we're excited to have Jen on. She got hit with a snowstorm, and we couldn't come on last month, so we're looking forward to her being on, and Carmen and Judith always do a great job, and we'll have a good show on Ladies' Night, and we'll clean up the bar, and it'll be nice to have not just used to knuckleheads sitting on the stools.
No, clean up the bar, I guess that means I'm kicked out, so yeah, I better go.
And I didn't want to say it that way, John, but okay. Being you said it.
Out with the riff-raff.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the hint.
But all you guys can follow me at Grumpy6767. You can find us all on Facebook at WDW Main Street and on Twitter at WDW Main Street. And please, guys, do us a favor. Head over to iTunes and leave us a review. I was asking for them, and I actually received some. I haven't asked for many in the last few shows, so we haven't received any. So please, guys, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. So we will talk to you guys on Thursday. Everybody have a great and safe week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Hey, have a good week.
Don't give a hook, bring up me, honey, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a Hi, Jack. Break up the Army. Yo-ho. 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 A pirate fight for me. We kindle a char and play the night. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. We burn up the city. We're really a fright. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. We're devils and fancy, really bad eggs. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. 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 A pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters, ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. I was reared up by our mommies and dads. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. 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 A pirate's life for me. We kill and we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. We sting up a Flemington, don't give a hoot. Drink up the Army. Yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. It's what we call, we build to slack. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. Morale, embezzle, and even hijack. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char and flame and light. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. We're devils and fancy, really bad ass. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters, ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up the Army, yo-ho. I was reared up by a mommy.